All right, so everything that ever happened already happened at the cross. It's from him, through him, and to him. So the book of Revelation is saying this in a roundabout way. It's saying that as we, what we perceive as going into the future, we're actually revealing Jesus. As we go into the future, we're actually able to see the cross more and more. What we perceive as the future, we're actually looking back at the past of what Jesus did on the cross, and we're starting to see more and more what happened at the cross. Let me try to say it another way. So everything is a derivative of the cross. Everything is off-river from the cross. Derive. Everything derives from the cross. And so as we perceive time going into the future, we're actually, through the mathematics, through the science, through the physics, through everything that we're doing, we're seeing the cross more clearly. Which explains the book of Revelation, because it reveals Jesus and the culmination of the ages. So what we perceive as going into the future, we're actually able to see the cross more clearly, is what that is. From him, through him, and to him. Everything is derived from the cross, but man couldn't understand it. So we had the age of law. First, we had the age of innocence. Then we had the age of law, age of government, church age, tribulation, millennium. Mankind needs 7,000 years to grasp what happened. It's a story. It's kind of like you watch a movie 10 times and you miss. You might watch a movie 10 times and miss different pieces of it, you know, but you have to watch it over and over. And so the cross is being played out in your life over and over. Death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. It's played out over and over. We have to see it a million times before we understand it. Through the cycles. We have to go through the cycles, which you would call time, but time really is just for the flesh mind. Time really doesn't exist for the spirit mind, but for the flesh mind. You have to go through all these cycles, which you perceive as going into the future, when in reality is, you're not going anywhere. You're just able to see the cross more clearly. More clearly, more clearly, more clearly. The story of the cross is being revealed, revelation, more clearly. The story of Jezebel, the story of the legalist, the story of Babylon, the story of the spirit versus the flesh, the story of what Paul talked about, Apostle Paul. Everything's becoming more clear as we go through the cycles, which we perceive as the future. We're just seeing more clearly back to the cross. It's not really that we're going in the future, we're just seeing the cross more clearly. Revelation. It's being revealed. It's being revealed more and more and more. The truth is being revealed. The whole truth is being revealed and not partial. So let's say you're in a denomination, doesn't matter which one, you're in partiality. You're looking at the parts instead of the whole. that makes sense. As what we perceive as going into the future, we're actually, what we're really experiencing is we're seeing the cross more clearly as each day passes. So you go to sleep, you wake up, you move to your new state, and you're more aware or more awake than you were the day before, hopefully. Some people are more asleep, they go into more delusions. That's it. I can't believe I saw that yesterday, but it totally makes sense. So all this technology, you know, man's thinking he's going somewhere. He's not really going anywhere. He's just seeing the cross better. All this technology and all these inventions. Invent, technology means wordcraft. All these things happening. Man thinks he's doing something. When it's just, he's just starting to see the revelation of Christ in all things. In calculus, derivatives, algebra, logos, logically deducing. It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever kind of science or people writing books are starting to see that all the stories are the same. All the movies are the same. Every moment is the same. Every moment is a death, resurrection. Every moment is a death, resurrection situation. Every moment is the flesh versus the spirit. So I'll say it one more time and I'm done. What we perceive as going into the future, we're actually not really moving. Just the cycles that we go through allow us to see the cross more clearly. We see what happened at the cross more clearly is what's happening, but we perceive it as going into the future.